Praise God. Open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And this is part number 7. 7 being the perfect number. And prayerfully, we're completing this series that we've been teaching on. No prophet without manifestation. We've been speaking out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7. That says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. To one is given a word of wisdom by the same Spirit. To another, word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith. To another, gifts of healing. For another, working of miracles. For another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and another interpretation of tongues, that the work of the self-same Spirit dividing severally as He wills. And then we talked about last week, we talked about one baptism. Now we talked about one Spirit, one baptism, and one body. And today we're going to finish this series on 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And the Word of God says, and God have set some in the church. Set some. This word set some comes from the Greek word tithemi. It's spelled T-I-T-H-M-I. Tithemi means to set in place, to ordain, to put in place. In other words, he wants to, for example, before I go there, in Titus chapter 1, Titus 1, verse number 5, when the apostle was teaching on the gifts and qualification of leaders. In verse 5, he says, for this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. Okay? So when we're looking at this, when God is speaking about and have set some in the church, He has put them in the place. He has ordained them. And then He says there's an order of things. He said, first, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. And then He says, after that. Okay. In other words, these are placed, and then after that, the gifts of the Spirit are operating in the body. Matter of fact, it reminded me of that when Jesus said in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. In other words, He set something in order. He set something in order that something was going to happen after. Okay? So He says, God have set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Amen? So today we want to speak to you about being quick to learn. Quick to learn. And I use this in acrostic, if you see up there. The apostle, prophet, teacher spells apt. One of the definitions of the word apt is quick to learn. Quick to learn. So that is our thought today, as God has orchestrated and set things in place to help us to be quickly to learn. Amen? How many know that we've gathered here today to learn something? Amen? Amen? So we're just going to ask God to bless the preaching and teaching of His Word. So if you lift up the Word together, and let's make a declaration in the house. Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written Word of God. God wrote this Word to me. I am what the Word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your word to me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in the house today. And Lord, I believe today that we're going to get a revelation and understanding, Father God, that we're going to be bettered by the hearing of the preaching and teaching of your word, because it's your word. So Lord, I just pray, Father God, that I get out of your way. Father God, speak through me today. Speak to this congregation. May they be edified, encouraged, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and the honor. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. So he said first. Now, the apostle is, we'll look at the apostle as the planter or the visionary. Okay? He's the planter or the visionary. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. This is a familiar scripture. But faith comes by hearing. Verse number 11. The word of God says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie to and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Look, your neighbor says, we're going to be quick to learn. You know, if you go back to Ephesians 2, and I'm going to establish something because I'm going somewhere with this today. And how many know that God knew exactly who would be here today? He knew you would be here, and he knew that you needed to hear this. Now, he says in verse 19 of Ephesians 2, he says, now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, the Apostle Paul, I'm saying Apostle Paul, he said, he thanked in Romans 1, verse 5, as he's writing his letter to the Romans, he says this, and I'll expound on this in a minute. He says, by whom we have, Romans 1, 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, and whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to understand something. When we're talking about the apostolic office, God's called us to an apostolic ministry. And in this apostolic ministry, if you take out your bulletin for a moment, if everybody would get out their bulletin, if they got a bulletin, I would like for you to get it out. I want to show you something today. I want you to get a hold of something today. I want you to get a hold of how important it is for us to function and work together to accomplish what God's called at the ministry to do. In other words, right inside the page, there's the vision that God's given your pastor. When we planted this ministry, God gave us a vision, and this is the vision. The vision is Greatest Freedom Ministry is an evangelistic outreach ministry with the purpose to raise up and mobilize soul winners to reach our nation with the saving gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. Greatest Freedom Ministries is a training center for soul winners around the world. It will be an equipping center to help the body grow, be perfected in the image of Christ our Lord, and to send those equipped to reach the world with the love of God. I want you to get a hold of something today. The Apostle Paul, and 1 Corinthians 3, 6 said, I have planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. Okay? I planted, he was the apostle, I planted, the prophet Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. So if you look on the back of your bulletin, our thumbprint for the ministry is Romans 10, 13 through 15. For how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Planting is the apostolic, to win souls and train those, one, to function as a vital part of the body. Watering is the prophetic office, to gather together as a body to worship, honor, and praise the one true God in spirit and truth. And growing is the teaching office. Growing, equipping people with biblical foundation to enable them to live victoriously in Christ. And feeding is the entire body. So we have the apostle, prophet, teacher, and the body. You understand what I'm saying? So when God gave the vision for this ministry, he did it according to his word. According to his word. He said, first, the apostle. Not that the apostle is first, but he spoke to the apostle to give him vision to plant. That doesn't make the apostle greater than anyone else. It's just the office in ministry. That we all work together in the same ministry. And then he says what? He says, secondarily, prophets. What does the prophet do? What the prophet does is inspires and expounds. In other words, what God looks for is looking for men of God. If you operate in the prophetic office, the vision is to reach the world. The prophet now will encourage the people to follow the vision. That's where the prophet steps in. Look with me in Acts chapter 15. Acts 15, verse 22. The word of God says this. It says, and Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And in other words, that word confirm means and strengthen them. In other words, in the body of Christ, the prophet's job is to edify, to exhort, and to comfort. In other words, what we're doing, the prophet's office comes along is encourages us. He's a motivator. He's an encourager. And God has him in the body. In other words, there's men and women in here that operate in the prophetic that are, God's called you here to be an encourager. Amen. How many need some encouragement from time to time? Amen? So those are placed in the body. Matter of fact, in Acts 14, verse 22, the Word of God says, confirming or strengthening the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Amen? That means we're going to go through some stuff. Amen? But the Bible says in Romans 5, the trial of our faith worketh patience, and patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given us. Amen. Amen. In other words, when you plant something, if you don't water it, what happens to it? See, the prophetic office is to water, is to encourage. Amen. It's to let the thing. And I want you to understand something with me, that this isn't a suggestion. It's according to God's word. And 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 37, it says this. It says, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. In other words, he just isn't saying it. Paul says, I'm not suggesting you do this in the body. What is he speaking about? He's speaking about 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 when he's talking about the gifts. 12 was the apostle planning. 13, where love comes in, it's the prophetic office watering. And then in verse number four, chapter 14, it's the edifying, it's the bringing understanding, it's the teaching. So they work together, the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. In other words, listen to me. If we have a vision, or we have if the apostolic office has a vision to go one way, and the prophet, he wants to go over here, and the teacher wants to take him over here, in other words, what happens to the body? They get all confused. You know, we're all heading in the same direction. We're working together as the body of Christ in unity together. Amen. For the common good of what God called us to do. Are you with me? Can anybody say something? Do you hear what he's saying to you? He's saying, God gives someone a vision. God brings men along and women along to encourage people in the vision. But then he also brings in the teacher. The teacher is the one that comes in and it gives you step-by-step instructions. He's the instructor and the instructor. He's the discipler. Jesus said, he said in Matthew 28, he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach. That word teach comes from the Greek word mathuo, which means to disciple or to instruct. Go teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. Amen? So in other words, God has a blueprint. He's established the order of things. Now to bring understanding even in the teaching office, turn with me to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. In other words, God does everything decently and in order. And the end of 1 Corinthians 14, when he's finished teaching about the gifts, he said God does things decently and in order. That God has an order of things. Amen? Amen? In other words, if we could get a hold of this, then the kingdom starts expanding. And if we can't get a hold of it, we ought to keep going around, fixing, repairing. It's just like running through. There's a fire over here. You got to run and put it out. And there's a fire over here. And then you run and put it out. And there's a fire over there. And you run and put it out. And you look at it and you find out. And God gives you revelation. It's the church that's lighting the matches. Amen. Amen. We get so busy in here, we can't get outside of the building. That's why the adversary lets these things happen. God says, hey, God gave Greatest Spirit Ministries a vision. God's placed men and women in his place to encourage people, that to follow the vision. And then he's put people in the house to teach you step by step. Amen. To teach you step by step. And like in Acts chapter 6, verse number 7, the Bible says, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Then what does the next verse say? Then Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Amen. He said he set some in the body, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that, miracles. Gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Amen. In other words, he gives an order of things, and God established it. Amen. It's established according to his word. Are you with me? Did I leave anybody anywhere? Amen. We all follow what God's saying. In other words, why are you saying that? Why are we closing with this? Because we're believing God for the gifts of the Spirit to move in operation. We're looking for God to transform and change lives. We're looking for God to heal the sick, to set the captives free, deliver the bound, to provide for the poor. We're looking for all these things. And God wants us to flow and operate and work together as a team. Amen? Amen. We're not two teams in here. Amen. We're one. We're the team of Jesus Christ working together. Hallelujah. And it's not just us. When we come outside this doors and we connect with the church up the street, we become one team. It's not our church, your church. It's our church. It's we church. We the church. Not our church, not your church, but we the church. We're the body of Christ worldwide. And God's called us to be something, part of something that's far greater than the room we're in. Hallelujah. Amen. And but he's given this ministry a vision. He's given it a vision. And he's given it an apostle, apostolic ministry. Amen. And you know what? Not everybody is part of it. Not everybody understands it. Amen.
I understand it, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. What did Jesus say in John 15? John 15, 8. John 15, 8 simply says this. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be called my disciples. Amen. Amen. So in closing today, that's all I have. Amen. That's all I have. No, God wants you to understand that one plants the apostolic office. One waters, it operates in the prophetic office, and one teaches, he gives step-by-step instructions. Amen. In other words, if I cast a vision, the Bible says without vision, the people perish. He said, write the vision, make it plain, that they that read it may run with it. Amen. And God has called us and given us a vision for this ministry. And he's got in place this vision. He's got the prophetic office to encourage us. And he's got the teachers to show us step by step how to get there. God didn't call us to operate in every gift. He set in place first, second, third, and after that. But all of them work together. Some have the gifts of helps. Helps is doing the things behind the scene when you come and maybe you're vacuuming the floor, but you're doing it as unto the Lord. See, and that's operating in your gift. Not all the gifts are in the front. Gifts are operating in every way. There's all kinds of governments. There's things. There are people that take care of the books and the finances and those things. That's an act of government. There's the board. That's an act of government. But God wants you to understand, when we follow an order of things, that he flows in it and he'll bless. Amen. Amen. I know one thing. I know this. When God called me to plant this ministry, he gave me a vision. And I know that I've been through total hell to try to walk through and get this vision fulfilled. But God said, greater is he. God said he's do everything that he said he was going to do. Everything he said he was going to do, he's going to accomplish. He's going to do it. He's going to be glorified. He's going to be magnified. He's going to be exalted in it all. Amen. Amen. He says, hey, though it tarry, wait for it. Though it tarry, wait for it. Though it tarry, wait for it will surely come. It will not lie. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God called you. God called you for a specific purpose and a plan. Why do you think the adversary comes in so many times just to distract you, to get you to look a different direction in a different way? I don't know about you, but I'm gonna keep my hands to the plow. I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back. I'm moving ahead. And God wants everyone to know he has a plan in every heart and every life in this room. He never said oops to one. And I might not have answered the call I was supposed to answer the time I was supposed to answer it. And he says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness. But he's long-suffering to usward. He's not willing that any of us should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And that comes to that place. Maybe you're here today and you haven't truly answered the call of God on your life. Maybe one time you answered it, but you fell and slipped away, or you drifted off the path. And today, God's is speaking to you. Amen. Let's get back on the path. Path of righteousness for His name's sake. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and I pray. Father, I thank You, Father God, that You sent Your word here to accomplish what You sent it to do. Father, in the closing moments of the service, if you're here and your life isn't where the place it needs to be with the Lord, or maybe you're here and you just feel you need to rededicate yourself to the Lord, if that's you, would you just get up from your chair and just come up front? That's all I ask you to do. You don't need a special invitation, you know. The Lord's been in your life, but just hasn't been in that first place. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody else? Hallelujah. We will pray together. Hallelujah. Turn my mic off, please.